You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Borelli, and today is December 23rd, 2019. All right, guys, welcome back to the podcast, and Merry Christmas to you, Happy New Year, and Happy Hanukkah, all of the above, Happy Holidays from us here at the Wet Shaving Talk podcast. Guys, big year just ended, right? 2019, but not only did the year end, but the decade ended as well. So what we want to talk about is are a few things to where really we're going to put the year in review, but we're also going to kind of talk about some stuff that's happened this decade. Believe it or not, a lot has happened in from 2010 till 2019 in the wet shaving world. And I did a little bit of fact-finding for you, so I wanted to share that at the end of the podcast today. So I really want to say thank you all, first off, from the bottom of my heart, because I've been doing this podcast now since November of 2015. Or been podcasting for in this area for that long. And just kind of when it started on a whim. And it's just been going on. Something that I really do enjoy doing. And I just love to look up wet shaving. And it's funny. I've been wet shaving since 2010 myself. This whole, almost 10 years. And it hasn't gotten boring yet. I'm just still having a lot of fun with it. And I never thought that my interest level would stay that long. I know my wife never thought that my interest level would stay that long with it, but it did, and it still is, and I'm still, really actively reading and learning about this stuff. And believe it or not, even though I spend a lot of time, researching and just really enjoying shaving really altogether, I still learn something new almost every week, every day. For the most part, I'm learning a lot. And there's just so much out there to learn. So it's just a great world of wet shaving, and just to where it's become from 2010 till 20 to the last 10 years from when I've been doing it. It's just really incredible. And I'll talk to you guys at the end of the show a little bit about that when we finish up. A few things for me personally. I have a few holiday traditions when it comes to wet shaving. Now, I'm a really big fan of Q4 Gillette products, meaning Gillette every year for Christmas gave out stuff that was or came out with new items in order to spike the market, right? That's when they would come out with it in that quarter. I'm a big fan of vintage Gillette and just that lifestyle with buying a new razor and stuff. And I always pictured, like, you've guys heard me say this before, and that's why this year with the Gillette Heritage, it was a big deal for me, because I got to purchase one, a Gillette razor this time of the year that was brand new. It felt like really, really special, and I got been using it a lot, and it's a lot of fun. But this year is like the every December, right before Christmas, the week of Christmas, I always shave with my Gillette toggle, because I could just picture myself or somebody getting that gift on Christmas in that big blue box and just looking at it and saying, "Wow, this is really cool." And just, making them, and then the next day, December 26th, they use it. So my tradition, every December 26th, I do use a Gillette toggle at the minimum. If not, I try to use it a lot. I used it the other day, and I actually, because I do have a lot of razors and I do a lot of, testing and stuff like that and reviewing, I don't really get to use some of my favorite razors or some of the razors that I have a lot quite often. So that toggle comes out during this week of the year. So guys, it's holiday tradition. That's just mine. I also use Christmas scented soaps. I have a couple of them now. Holy Black came out with a great one, so check it out. I do use that for this time of the year as well, because I just really love the seasonal aspect. Now, I really love Halloween, that time of the year too. A lot of people do, but this is actually my favorite time, and I just love Christmas. So I like having a good time with those shave soaps and just all those products. So that's me in a nutshell, what I've been doing. Been using my Gillette toggle lately, and it's been a lot of fun. It's still a good shaving razor. If you can't really knock it, it's a good one, even though it's a little bulky and a little older. I keep mine in good shape, and again I only use it this time of the year, so it's pretty awesome to take it out, and it's pretty special. But today on the show, I'll get on a little bit more with that. We're going to go over the review. We did 20 shows this year. I'm going to go over a little bit of each one and some of the points on the shows that we had, like, were really awesome and interesting. Also, we got some notable things that happened in the decade of 2010 till 2019. There are actually a lot of wet shaving milestones. We'll talk about that as well. But guys, so without further ado, let's get on with the show. All right, guys. We started our show off January 7th of 2019 this year. And during that year, we did some predictions. I did some predictions. And I predicted some shave brush companies. I predicted some other things going in. I predicted that the major brushes would be Wilborg, would be Declaration, and Black Eagle. And I think I was right on those. I see that those shaving brushes really did become popular. Also, you know, Wolfman razors and stuff like that. I also said, oh, they're going to be a big competitor for this year. And they were, but I think that wasn't as much so as the brushes. I think the brushes we did. So on our first episode in 2020, I'm going to do a actual prediction of 2020 and see how well it went through. So out of my predictions, I think that only the one really came true to the point with the shaving brushes, which I kind of saw that happening. The trend is still going for the shaving brushes, but everything's kind of slowed down with the high-end stuff, and you're starting to see more of the regular stuff come in. Like the Gillette Heritage razor was a big one. You know, you have a lot of three-piece razors coming up, and what's happening is that there are a lot of new stuff, new items coming in that are not that expensive. So we'll see what the values of these items go on the next couple of months and years, but I think we're pretty stable there. So we talked about BermaShave. Remember, we started the year off with a lot of BermaShave. We had the BermaShave contest, and we also went into, also in January, we talked about stuff to look for in 2019, stuff to check out and stuff to watch and try and maybe hold on to. In February, we talked about shaving. We did a brief segment on shaving kits for kids, like those little plastic like toys. And we had a couple examples that were sent to me from some viewers. The Big Shave Southwest was actually announced then. And we talked about, as just mentioned, our prices dropping for collectibles. That was a great conversation that went on for actually 2 weeks. In March, we talked about some presidential shave sets for President's Day. We looked at some of the actual president's shave sets, like JFK's double-edged razor, and then Strike Gold. We talked about that vendor and how they do the presidential soap themes and stuff. And we also talked a little bit about Made in USA products. In March also, Ross Shaving closed its doors. That was one of those high-end razor brands that came out for about a year. Don't forget the Razor Emoji. The Razor Emoji made its debut, and I got to talk to the guy who came up with it and had it approved. And we introduced everyone to Janus Razors. That's right. Janus Razor is the replica toggle made from modern technology, and that's coming out. It started out as a thought and is now a reality. It actually was pre-ordered, and there are working prototypes out there. In April, we talked, really, when is your collection complete? When do you say when you're collecting? We talked a little bit about different types of finishing stones. Straight razor. Sorry about that, guys. And a week with the Weber safety razor. You know, Weber was a big competitor, not competitor, but really, really big razor for the modern razor world. It just was one of the first made in the USA razors that was brand new that came out since Gillette, and it was a big deal. And I got to use it for, I used one for a week, and I told you my thoughts. It went pretty well, and it was pretty awesome. All right, guys, but unfortunately, we got to go through a commercial break today. We have not so much a sponsor, but there is a commercial break, and I'm going to take a minute and but be right back after this commercial break, our first one ever.
When you're thinking what Christmas gifts you can give your teenage son, husband, father, or any man close to your heart, think of Gillette. There's a Gillette razor priced for every budget. And here in the Gillette three-weight trio, there's a light, medium, or heavy razor to suit any skin or beard exactly. Buy one with Blue Blade dispenser in this handy travel case for only 15 shillings. See this Gillette set in a high-quality red leatherette case for 32 and 6. Has a one-piece razor and Blue Blade dispenser. Here's the Gillette Aristocrat in this handsome lizard grain case for 45 shillings. A heavily plated one-piece razor and Blue Blade dispenser. And just arrived from America, this magnificent Gillette adjustable razor at £7, 10 and 6. This razor has 9 precision adjustments to suit every skin condition. This Christmas, buy him Gillette, the only way to get a real man shave.
All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed that. That was pretty fun. Pretty awesome to have a commercial from Gillette. No, that's a vintage commercial from 1960. So, got a little bit more music going on over there. Oh, okay. So, yeah, I found that on YouTube, guys. You can check it out on YouTube. Just Google search Gillette vintage Gillette commercial and you'll find it. Hopefully it came through very well. It was pretty tough trying to get this on the recording. All right, but moving right along. We have back in May, we also had the Janus Razor Kickstarter came out for that new Janus Razor, and the pre-orders came through. There was 50 razors that went through. And we talked a little bit about the new Shaving Shop soap base. Also in May, I welcomed my son, my firstborn, was born on May 7th, so that was a big deal for me. And that had a lot to do with, nostalgia for me for keeping some of my stuff, and now I'm saving some stuff for him. So, yeah, that's another story. But he came to the world. Welcome to the world, little man. The new D razor from Colonial Shaveworks and also from Paradigm came out with the Javelin that month. In June, we talked about impulse buying and hand-tied knots. We also had an interview with Barrister and Mann, and the Asylum Darwin is discontinued. They decided to stop making the Asylum Darwin. Darwin, excuse me, if you know that was a Darwin-based DE razor made in America. All right. July, we talked a lot about a week with the Game Changer, where I got to use a Game Changer, the new one, the .84 for a week. Carbon Shaving Company came out and started really becoming something there. They're a CNC-machined stainless steel razor company. And Mark had the interview with Oleo Soapworks. In July also, we talked a little bit about the new releases. There was tons of releases that came out. You had Razor Rock come out with the new Razor. Rex came out with the new Razor, which is Razor Emporium. And Barrister Man and Phoenix Arts and Accoutrements had a bunch of new releases. And then we still talked about our What Shaving collectibles going down in value. We revisited that. In August, we had a week with Arts of Shaving Products and an interview with 11 Shaving. Also, an interview with Janus Razors. And we talked, moving into September, we had the return of the Tradire that's being made by Blackland, which is the guys over there that are reproducing this razor. There's actually some prototypes out now, so it's very interesting, very cool. A pre-shave cube from PAA, Phoenix Artists and Accoutrements. And Barbasol was celebrating their 100 years, and they did a tribute with... with a new packaging. Yeah. The 30th of September was a fall seasonal special, which made me realize I'm going to have to probably wait on that one. I'm going to wait a couple more weeks next year, so it's going to be a little bit later into October. And we talked a lot about pumpkin soap in October, and then what's on your wish list for the holidays. We're just starting to get ready for the holidays. October 28th. Was when the new razor from Gillette was announced during that show and came out November 1st. What does it mean for wet shaving? Did it mean that we're making an impact? I most certainly think we did. And all different types of stainless steel, are they same with razors? We talked about the different types and brands of stainless steel. The next cast after that was the Gillette Heritage Razor Review. I got to use it and talk a little bit about it. And the new razor from Rex Emporium, the pre-order was out. That's the Envoy. I actually have one of those too, and I've been using one, so we'll be talking about that in the new year. And then moving into December, we had incredible deals from Black Friday. There's probably the best Black Friday for wet shaving ever. And also we had the interview with Mantic 59 and Matt from Razor Emporium. We also went over the Sharpologist Gift Giving Guide, which is something you should check out every year because Mark does a great job updating it as the holiday season goes, and it gives you a great insight of what you're looking for in the wet shaving world. If there's anything new or something that you want, all right, guys. So that's the end for the recap of the year. But I also wanted to mention that I included the links to the previous year, so we have 2016, 2017, 2018. In there for the year in review. So you can if you want to see what all happened in 2016, 17, and 18, check it out, because we'll see how the wet shaving world has really evolved since then. All right, guys. So really want to talk a little bit about the final thoughts of 2019, of the decade. As you can tell, I've been working a lot. As being a retail manager, this is the busiest time of the year for us, really. I'm in the wine business, so I could tell you that I am usually working anywhere from 12 to 14 hours a day, 7 days of this week. So it is a long couple of weeks during Christmas. And it goes until New Year's. After that, it slows down a little bit. But here in Florida, the season, they say, goes until April. So it doesn't slow down really until the summertime. But on another note, final thoughts for this last decade, 2010 to 2019. Right. It's been a really eventful decade. And a majority of you guys, the listeners, including myself, really began to start shaving in this decade, So that's why I'm going to go over a few points that I was able to find and a few things that happened this in the last 10 years. First off, the Weber came out. And that was the first American-made razor since Gillette in 2012. They came out with the regular Weber safety razor. There's several versions of it and handles that came out afterwards. But first razor to come out that was made in the United States in the modern times of wet shaving. It was actually the first modern. It's definitely one of the first modern shaving collectibles and marvels. And it is considered unobtainable because it is unobtainable. So it is definitely no longer being made. It's one of those razors that's in the history of wet shaving. And that came out in around 2012. Also, we had the first CNC machine razor, which is the Tradire, which is made out of stainless steel as well. If you haven't checked that razor out, I've done a lot of work on that. They're actually bringing it back in 2020. A different company will be making it under similar specs. But the first one, it was the first CNC machine razor. The first American adjustable since Gillette was the Rex Ambassador. It was 100% made here, and that's just came out recently, about 4 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, and that's made by Rex, which is basically Razor Emporium, the same people that own both of them, and that was a big deal as well. We had the first twist to open adjustable razor since Gillette, and that was the Rockwell Model T. We, you know, with all those delays and stuff, took them several years to come out. That was an incredible razor, an incredible milestone for us. The new Toggle razor, right, based on the Toggle design by Janus Razors, actually made its debut and pre-order. There's 50 of them going out. And an adjustable loft shaving brush by Shave Mac. That was, believe it or not, a lot of people don't remember that one. That came out, I think, 2013, 2014. That was a big deal because that's the first adjustable loft shaving brush and really the only one out there. I think a couple people have tried to work with it, but not many. Okay, a couple of facts for the decade. At the beginning of this decade, there were less than 10 artisans making soaps and aftershaves. There are now 136 that I could find on my database that I've been able to find. So from less than 10 artisans to 130 plus. I could tell you a couple of the artisans. Captain's Choice was out there. Mama Bears was there in 2010. And I believe Mike's Shave Soap was there too. I remember those are the first three that I used and got for artisan type soaps because they were the only ones out there really. 10 years ago, there was less than 5 major online retailers. There are now approximately 15 major retailers such as West Coast Shaving, all that good stuff. They've been around for a long time, but there was only 5 in 2010. It was less than 5. I think I'm giving that a high estimate. There's probably only 1 or 2. There were only 2 major forums. There are now 7 forums in major forums, not including Facebook and Reddit. There were no new Gillette D razors on the market. There were over 10 now. Today, there is over 10 custom straight razor makers. There was only 1 or 2, I believe, in 2010. There were no wet shaving podcasts, but there have been over 5 at one point. So right now, there are 2. I believe there's another one that I've been just starting to listen to, just came out this year. And there's been around 5 wet shaving podcasts, but this one, I believe, has been the longest running. There were less than 5 custom brush makers. There are now well over 20. And there were less than 15 YouTubers, and now there's too many to count. I think it's probably close to 100. So make 2020 count, guys. Make 2020 to 2029 count. What's going to happen in this next 10 years? What do you guys see is going to happen? Do you think wet shaving is going to become bigger? Do you think it's going to become mainstream? Do you think you might find double-edged razors made by Gillette in the grocery store or in the or in convenience store or anywhere like that in the near future? Or do you think we are going to go all completely online purchasing and everything we'll be doing by 2029 will be done online and be shipped to our house instantly? You know, it's a lot to think about, and that's why I wanted to take a moment to talk about a little bit about that as well. You know, what's going to happen to wet shaving? So my personal prediction is I didn't think it would get this big. When I found wet shaving back in 2010, I thought it was just going to be like a little hobby for me. I thought it was a niche hobby. I didn't think there was, there weren't that many members on like the forums and stuff like that. But now it's gotten really big to the point where the major companies are making a razor in the past design. So what that means is it is an impact. It does mean that we are making waves in the world of wet shaving. And I think it's going to keep growing. I think we'll grow and maybe slow down a little bit at one point. But the next 10 years are looking really good. A couple other notes to remember. The first generation of wet shaving, of modern day traditional wet shaving, started in the mid-90s maybe. And to see guys like Lynn Abrams retire, you know, he retired this year in 2019. And to see him, because he's really the guy that really brought us all together. And I speak to Lynn quite often. We text here and there. I talk more about, we talk about other things as well, not just wet shave. We talk about, whiskeys and stuff like that and stuff going on in the world. But that guy had such an impact. He's the one that brought us all together. He's the reason why we're here. Or one of the guys out there, one of them. And, him retiring was a big point to show you that, okay, people are starting to retire from wet shaving, meaning that the second generation is coming, right? So what's in store? I have a feeling we're going to see more people retire. We're going to see more new companies come out, and some of the older ones they're going to start finishing up a little bit here. So is the next decade going to look big for wet shaving? I think so. Yeah, I do think so. Is it going to be more of a niche? I think it might be a little bit old as news type stuff. There's also a possibility that it could get a little bit boring or get too mainstream. And the real collectors, like the core of us, might say, I don't want to do it anymore. Now, another interesting thought about wet shaving is 10 years ago when I started this, my own, just wet shaving with traditional stuff, I really thought I was like embarking on something that was original, right? It was really niche. There was very few people that did it. And it was a lot of fun for me. Now, would it be as fun as it was really mainstream? Like example of, fixing cars, right? Being into cars. There's millions of people in cars, right? There's millions of people into wine and spirits. That's something mainstream. You can go online right now, find hundreds of articles, hundreds of people, that you can talk to, thousands of groups, and they're with thousands of members. With wet shaving, you used to have to do some research. Will wet shaving ever get to that point? I don't know. I'm not sure. If it does get to that point, will the original collectors say, I'm going to try something else that's not everybody's doing? That's a possibility too. So that's something to think about as well, guys. Well, and the only way to know and to find out is to see what the next 10 years bring us. So I'm really excited to see the next 10 years and to see the next decade, the next year, the next month in wet shaving to see how we grow. Now, as for the future of this podcast, 2020 is going to be a good year for us. I think I'm already starting with some actual, show notes and stuff and some ideas to get going. There's a lot of new stuff that I haven't tried yet. I'm going to start getting some new items and going with that. So no worries. The podcast will be going on as normal, as usual, for 2020. So we do plan on being here next year and having fun. I know a couple people were asking me online. I got a few emails regarding when I had my son, if I'm going to be able to do this. And yes, we are. So I love doing this. I have a lot of fun. And I look forward to hearing from all of you in the new year and the new decade. So guys, that's it. That wraps up 2019. That wraps up the decade itself. And I'm really looking forward to speaking to you guys and just getting to know more of you this year. So please don't, if you have an idea or if you have a question, please don't hesitate to send an email to me at any time. Remember, our show is powered by Sharpologist.com, what your father didn't teach you about shaving. Special thanks to Mark, a.k.a. Mantic59. And most of all, you guys, the listeners, without you, there would be no podcast. All right, guys, the next show will be the 5th of January in 2020. So until then, please have a safe, fun, safe holiday season with some great shaves. And don't forget to share everything that you do. Share those pictures and let us see them, because everybody appreciates a good shave. Until then, guys, shave straight and shave safe. Bye-bye now.